the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show from Tampa Bay to the world.
Oh, I didn't have the air horns on time. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. I am going to be your host for tonight. My name is Mosh Gelton. We are Creative Loafing's 2023 Best Gosh Damn Radio in Tampa Bay. That's what I heard. And yeah, it's the Mosh Gelton Show. Tuesday night, every Tuesday night, right here on Sunshine, 96.7 FM radio. Let me turn this down while I'm running off this promo here. By the way, there's my air horn. Every Tuesday night at 11 p.m., the Mosh Gelton Show is popping off with Mosh Gelton, Beatbox Bob. We're getting down. That is 11 p.m. to midnight right here on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Beatbox Bob, what it do?
What it do?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling, bro. I'm feeling good.
We're going to get into it tonight, bro.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the Kendrick and Drake beef.
Ooh.
The tracks they've been putting out. And then I'm going to compare those tracks to some other famous, very, very famous diss tracks. And I'm going to break down the lyrics because if this is the first time you're listening to the Mosh Gelton Show, I just want to let you guys. Man, I sound douchey when I'm trying. I sound like a, hold up, man. I sound like a douchebag when I'm trying.
Nah, you just sound like a regular radio guy.
Like a radio. This is my normal voice when I'm just talking. I'm just like, what's up, man? My name is Mosh. I'm just chilling here. Boom, boom. But when I try to get in like we're professionals here. When I try to get into super professional radio,
yeah.
I'm all of a sudden like, welcome to Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. What's going on, Beatbox Bob? Tonight, we're going to get in it with Drake, Kendrick Lamar, the beef, the beats. What's going to happen? I don't know. I think it's going to get scary in here. Beatbox Bob, how you feeling?
That was awesome, honestly. I like that.
Did it sound like I'm some radio guy?
Yeah, it kind of sounded like you were like the radio post guy, you know, that goes in between the announcer dude, you know.
It's actually
next, you know, we got this next Wednesday. Be prepared.
Yeah, I when I started doing my radio voice, I started hearing voices in my head.
Oh.
As soon as I did that, beats would start playing earlier than they should have. It's crazy. My head was wild. So when I started doing the radio voice like this, all of a sudden, and this is the inner monologues going on, and I'm just like, yes, it's Mosh Gelton from Sunshine 96.7 FM. We're going to get your ears. You're going to listen. You're going to love it. The best radio show 2023. We beat Mike Calta and Drew Garabo because we're big time. And I sound like a douche right now, an evil radio douche. On Sunshine 96.7. What am I doing, bro? Tell me to stop, Bob. You can tell. You have the authority in this room to tell me, Mosh, what are you doing, bro?
I didn't want that to end. I enjoyed that a lot.
You having fun with that?
Yeah.
I was kind of having fun with that. I was getting into the mood.
I got sucked in.
Yeah, that's what I said to her. That's not because she didn't say that. So that's what I said to her.
Right. Got sucked in.
Sucked in.
That's hilarious.
Well, she could get sucked in too, cause like liposuction.
Oh, true. Or like opposites attract.
Oh, like a gravity, like a force.
Yeah, like magnets.
Yeah, magnetism of sucking.
Yeah, you got like a magnetic personality. You know what I mean? So she'll get sucked in.
If she was gonna wear a, what are those things? A corset.
Oh yeah, yeah. You get sucked in. That's more like sucked up though.
Nah, you gotta suck in. They would say suck in.
I guess so. Yeah, you're right.
That's sucking in.
Yeah,
man. Suck it in, suck it in.
Wouldn't you want to blow out for that? So you get all of the, you know.
Yeah, but weed dare wasn't a blowout joke. So unfortunately, suck ins are on the table right now.
Oh, okay.
It's the All American Suck In right here on the Mosh Gelton Show. Tuesday night, 11 p.m. on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. So, this Kendrick and Drake's beef, have you heard any of these tracks?
Yeah, I've heard a few of them here and there. Handfuls.
There is a big beef. The tracks seem to have died down right now. But for those of you guys that don't know, I am actually... My name's Mosh Jelton, like I've said, but I'm a battle rapper. You can YouTube me, Mosh, J-E-L-T-O-N. And I've got millions of views on the YouTube. And I was once the number one battle rapper in the world for like a year. That was cool. Grind Time champ. Spit Camp champ, Lounge Battles champ, Downtown Lounge Battles champ, Miami Battle champ, Jacksonville. I won the Jacksonville Red Bull champ. I wish I could play that, but it's got way too much cursing.
Yeah.
So I was listening to these, and I came up with like, so we're going to get, all right, here's the Drake and the Kendrick stuff. I was listening to them, and... I was like, this is kind of evenish, but not because they were both really fire, but because they were both extremely mediocre on the first listen. And I only heard probably half the songs.
Okay.
And I only heard half of those songs.
You only heard like half of the first, like half of the songs?
Exactly. No, I didn't listen to half of the first half.
Oh, you just listened to the first half of whatever half of the songs were.
Exactly.
Got it.
That's the way that I aligned the listening of it, but it's how it fell in my lap. And so I just picked two. I was like, all right, I'm gonna pick the two that I see the most, because we only got an hour right now, and I can't wait till we have time to do two. We can get 2 hours whenever. I gotta get the time to do another 2 hour, unless we can switch. Anyways, so the two tracks that I picked were Kendrick Lamar's 616 in L.A.
Okay.
And then I picked Drake's Family Matters.
All right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the songs, and we're going to break down stuff. I'm going to cut it every once in a while. I'm not going to break down every bar, but we're going to break it down, stuff that's fire, stuff that's whack, and stuff that's mediocre. And we're going to start with Kendrick Lamar. We're going to do one track of Kendrick's, full track. We're going to do one track of Drake's diss to Kendrick, full track. And then we're going to compare those to two other battle rap tracks from famous celebrities and see how they measure up. Make sense?
Sounds good to me. Let's go.
It's the Mosh Jelton Show, Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. We're about to check it out. This is Kendrick Lamar, 616 in L.A., the clean version. This is Kendrick. I already don't like it, man. I already don't like it. Why'd you just do the whole pause? You just made me listen to 14 seconds of dead air while I'm on radio.
I think it's because he's trying to make you have an emotional investment in the music before you actually listen to it, so that you're going to listen to the whole thing.
You think that provides like a buildup?
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen.
Survival. I think somebody lying. Smell somebody lying. I don't see no fire. Ooh,
yeah, yeah. Off-white Sunseeker, head the marina. Phantom, I like to buy yachts when I get the fever. Wine cooler, spill on my white t-shirt, the sightseer. Trifecta, money, morals, and culture. That's my leisure, my visa. Passport tatted, that's your hub in Ibiza. Luke Cali's dwellings in Brooklyn just to put me some pizza.
Okay, so far, just real quick, all he's talked about is what he got, right?
Right.
Is this a diss track?
Not yet.
Well, let's hear.
Courageous, only God can teleport this type of freedom. God, my confession is yours. But who am I if I don't go to war? There's opportunity when living with loss. I discover myself when I fall short. Raise my hands to a fallen sky. I fantasize, me jumping planets immortalized. I correspond, three.
You're not even rapping about the dude, and you just said you fantasize, man. And this song's about a man, and you fantasize. I don't know, man. Kendrick, bro, you got another 30 seconds to say one diss word or I'm going to have to pull up another one of your tracks. And then otherwise, I'm going to have to, if that don't have any disses in it, then you didn't make a diss track.
I got the best one for you if you want to pull it up later.
What, on the Kendrick?
Yeah, on the background.
What is it? What's the name of it?
Meet the Grams. It's ridiculous. It's a letter to all of Drake's fans.
Should I just go to that one? You think that's better?
Yeah, it's way heavy. It's super, super heavy. The beat's crazy. It's nuts. It's nuts.
And you said this is called Meet
the Grams. Yeah, clean version.
Meet the Grahams.
Yeah.
And then I got to type in clean because we're on radio, terrestrial radio, and you can't have it like that. Meet the Plastics, bro. Autocorrect changed grams to plastics. Meet the Plastics. That's racist.
Graham crackers are, I guess, maybe packaged in plastics.
Graham crackers have been that's canceled, bro.
Graham crackers.
They don't even make crackers now. They call it biscuits in America. You can't even call them crackers, bro. Kendrick Lamar's Meet the Grams. Here it is from Kendrick Lamar, diss track to Drake.
It's crazy.
Dear Adonis, I'm sorry that man is your Drake's father, kid. Let me be honest. It takes a man to be a man, your dad is not responsive. I look at him and wish your grandpa would have worked. I'm sorry that you gotta grow up and...
Alright, they didn't have to blank out the word condom. So he's talking about his kid. First quarter.
First part of it, yeah.
Right about his kid. Okay.
Stand behind them, life is hard, I know. The challenges always go beat us home. Sometimes our parents make mistakes that affect us until we grown. And you're a good kid that need good leadership. Let me be your mentor, since your daddy don't teach you.
Never. Ooh.
Wild.
That's all right. I didn't think it was wild.
I thought it was wild.
He did do it. It was wilder because he did the build up about how he's a bad parent.
Right.
And then he's like, yo, listen, you're my little brother, I'll teach you.
Right. That's what's wild to me about it.
That was kind of fire.
The conceptualization of it and all that. And the beat's just ridiculous.
If he didn't really bring anything before that, then it wouldn't have hit
for
me. But because he built that up, that was really nice. All right, point to Kendrick there. Not a heavy point, but a point.
But let a man piss on your leg, son. Either you die right there or pop that man in the head, son. Never fall in the escort business. That's bad religion. Please remember, you could be a... Even if you got... Never code switch, whether right or wrong. You're a black man, even if it don't benefit your goals. Do some push-ups, get some discipline. Don't cut them corners like your daddy did. What Ozempic did.
Oh, man. He told him to do some push-ups.
Yeah, don't cut them corners like your daddy did.
Don't cut the corners. Don't cut the corners like your daddy did. Oof.
With Ozempic, he said, he actually specifically mentions Ozempic.
Oh, was that a pill?
Yeah, it's a med that celebrities take to make them, yeah.
Yo, he said.
He's getting heavy.
Yo, that was wild. But what did he tell him to do?
He said, do some push-ups.
Do some push. Listen, if you're doing a diss track, you don't even really have to rhyme.
Right.
If you just are like, yo, this dude sucks and I don't like his girl. At the end of this rap, I'm going to break down his world. I tell his chick that I like her a lot. Yo, do some push-ups. And that was the end of the bar. You still win. You could just be like, yo, do some push-ups. And then sit there for like 3 seconds. And that's fire, bro.
It's a stick for sure.
Fire. Anytime you tell a man to do push-ups, and I'm a professional battle rapper, by the way. Yeah. Only 19 people on this planet have more filmed rap battles on the internet than I do. I'm number 20 for the most online rap battles, and I'm number one online for the most two-on-two professional rap battles on camera with different partners. I think I've done a two-on-two professional rap battle, which are fire if you guys haven't seen them, with I think like 12 different people.
That's crazy. You just work with everybody, bro.
Yeah, I love trying out my partners, and I can go down that whole path. But yeah, so that's why I'm giving you this. I noticed, because if I was on a battle rap stage and I said, hey homie, do some push-ups, the whole crowd would just go, and I paused, the whole crowd would go crazy.
They go nuts over that.
Like your daddy did.
Don't pay to play with them Brazilians. Get a gym membership. Understand, no throwing rocks.
Sorry, I got to cut it. He just said do some push-ups, and then he told him to get a gym membership.
Right. Right.
Ooh, I'm practicing my facial expressions for when the camera gets in here pretty soon.
That's wild.
Bruh. That's wild. Get a gym membership, man. That's okay.
Hiding hands, that's law. Don't be ashamed about who you with. That's how he treats your moms. Don't have a kid to hide a kid to hide again. Be sure. 5% will comprehend, but 95 is lost. Be proud of who you are.
So he said he has a kid that he doesn't acknowledge.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's crazy, though, dude. That's a wild thing to say.
Yeah, he's trying to claim that apparently, at least this is what people who actually like follow these folks are trying to say, is that Drake had Adonis in order to hide the fact that he has a daughter.
Yeah, that's crazy because in the beginning of the other song, the Drake song I'm going to play, he rebuttals that. So this was a better track because this is the one that came right before that.
Right.
And then he put one out. Drake put the one I'm going to play next out right after that. So yeah, Kendrick is saying some stuff here.
Your strength come from within. A lot of superstars, that's real. But your daddy ain't one of them. And you nothing like him. You'll carry yourself as king. Can't understand me right now. Just play this when you 18. Dear Sandra, your son got some habits, I hope you don't undermine them. Especially with all the girls that's hurt inside this climate. You're a woman, so you know how it feels to be in alignment. With emotions, hoping a man can see you and not be blinded. Dear Dennis, you gave birth to a master manipulator. Even using you to prove who he is a huge favor. I think you should ask for more paper, and more paper, and more, more paper. I'm blaming you for all his gambling addictions. Psychopath intuition, the man that liked to play victim. You raised a horrible person, the nerve of you, Dennis. Sandra, sit down. What I'm about to say is heavy. Now listen.
Okay.
Your son's a sick man with sick thoughts. I think like him should die. Him and Weinstein should get f***ed up in a cell for the rest of their life.
Okay. Okay. Hold up. You got Kendrick Lamar that just said, he just said that Drake and Harvey Weinstein should end up in a cell for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
He's calling him a kid, CP.
Yeah.
Yeah, woof. Anytime you make that statement, woof.
That's a heavy-handed situation right there. And like the fact that he addressed Drake's parents, you know, all of that, bro, it's just nuts.
It's kind of funny because so far, I'm just going to be honest, he's just, all I've heard is you're not a good dad. And everything else was about his whole family, but we'll see.
He hates black women, hypersexualized, with kinks of a nympho.
He's got bad habits, he has a gambling addiction, he hates black women.
He hates black, what the hell, bro? That's not even, I don't understand it, but it's funny.
Faux fetish, grew facial hair because he understood being a beard just fit him better. He got sex offenders on video that he keep on a monthly allowance. And a child should never be compromised, and he keeping his child around him. And we gotta raise our daughters knowing there's predators like him lurking. Rap battle, he should die so all of these women can live with a purpose. I've been in this industry 12 years, I'ma tell y'all one little secret. It's some weird going on, and some of these artists be here to police.
Okay, now you're in trouble. Now he's cooking. Wow. He's cooking with gas.
Wow.
And if Drake's one of them dudes and Kendrick's not, I don't care what the words are, bro. He's saying that Drake essentially hangs out with the Hollywood elites and does satanic rituals and stuff and goes off into the woods and does CP and stuff. That is, they're saying a lot to Drake, bro. A lot of stuff they're saying to Drake, Kendrick is.
Wow.
It. They be streamlining victims on the side of their home and calling them tender. Then leak videos of themselves to further push their agendas. To any woman that be playing this music, know that you're playing your sister. Or better yet, selling your niece to the weirdos, not the good ones. Cat Williams, I gave you the truth, so I'ma get mine. The embassy about to get raided too. It's only a matter of time. Hey, LeBron, keep the family away. Hey, Curry, keep the family away. To anybody that embody the love for their kids, keep the family away. They looking at you too, if you standing by him. Keep the family away. I'm looking to shoot through any pervert that lives. Keep the family safe.
Damn. So he's a bad dad and he's a child predator.
Baby girl, I'm sorry that your father not active inside your world.
Wait, whoa. Did he call him baby girl?
No, he was talking about Drake's daughter.
Oh, I thought he should have just called him baby girl. Damn it, Kendrick. Call Drake baby girl.
Commit too much, but it's music, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, narcissist, misogynist, living inside his songs. Try to destroy families rather than taking care of his own. Should be teaching you timetables or watching Frozen with you. Or at your 11th birthday, singing poems with you. Instead, he being Turks, paying for sex and popping examples that you don't deserve. I wanna tell you that you're loved, you're brave, you're kind. You got a gift to change the world and can change your father's mind. Cause our children is the future, but he lives inside confusion. Money's always been illusion, but that's the life he's used to.
Okay.
His father probably didn't claim him neither. History do repeats itself, sometimes it don't need a reason. But I would like to say it's not your fault that he's hiding another child. Give him grace, this the reason I made Mr. Morale.
Hiding another child?
Man.
Or he's talking about the same child?
Yeah, same one.
Yeah. You're listening to the Mosh Gelatin Show. If you've just tuned in, it's Mosh Gelatin here with Beatbox Bob, and we're dissecting the Drake versus Kendrick Lamar beef, and we've got two of their tracks. We're playing Kendrick's right now. Not bad so far. I'm listening. I'm with you, Kendrick. I like it.
So our babies like you can cope later. Give you some confidence to go through something. It's hope later. I never want to hear you chasing man, cause it's failed behavior. Sitting in the club with sugar daddies for validation. You need to know that love is eternity and trumps all pain. I tell you who your father is, just play this song when it rains. Yes, he's a hit maker, songwriter, superstar, right? And a fucking deadbeat that should never say more life. Meet the Grams. Dear Harbury, I know you probably thinking I wanted to crash your party, but truthfully I don't have a hating bone in my body. This supposed to be a good exhibition within the game, but you f***ed up the moment you called out my family's name. Why you had to stoop so low to discredit some decent people? Guess integrity is lost when the metaphors doesn't reach you. And I like to understand, cause your house was never for a home. 37, but you showing up as a 7-year-old. You got gambling problems, drinking problems, two popping and spending problems. Bad with money, out soliciting women problems. Therapy's a lovely start, but I suggest some ayahuasca. Strip the ego from the bottom.
What we would have called that in battle rap, professional battle rap, what he was doing is something that we call listing.
Right.
So people get mad when you write a bar. They don't get mad, but they don't really take the bar as seriously when you do something like listing. And I have actually a list where I talk about the other opponent's woman's her private area in a battle rap. I list things that could, let's just say, be engulfed by that. Things that could go inside the side. They're so big. So like, and then I just list off all the different things that can go in there, and it's hilarious. But like, if you just, it's not really that good when you write a bunch of things that rhyme together and then figure out what order you should put them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with that for sure. I mean, but at least in this situation, it matched the concept. You know, he was listing everything that needs to follow through rather than just listing various items that match, you know?
It wasn't bad. It was a unique listing. And it wasn't bad. But I know that we would get crucified a little bit, especially the ones that are not supposed to be known as the big boy writers, and people come to watch them write. Not even, they don't care how good their performance is. They just want to hear the poetry.
Right.
And so if you're doing that, luckily I could perform and do the poetry. Let's go. Kendrick Lamar.
I try to empathize with you, cause I know that you ain't been through nothing. Crave entitlement, but wanna be like so bad that it's puzzling. No dominance, just recap moments when you didn't fit in. No secret handshakes with your friend, no culture cachet to binge. Just disrespecting your mother, identity's on the fence. Don't know which family would love you. The skin that you living in is compromised and personas. Can't channel your masculine even when standing next to a woman. You a body shamer, you hide them baby mamas, ain't ya? You embarrassed of them, that's not right, that ain't how mama raised us. Take that mask off. I wanna see what's under them achievements. Why believe you? You never gave us nothing to believe in. Cause you lied about religious views. You lied about your surgery. You lied about your accent and your past tense. All is perjury. You lied about your ghost riders. You lied about your crew members.
Fire.
They all, you lied on them. I know they all got you in.
Those two pop up lying.
That was wild.
Lying. That was great.
That was insane, insane, insane.
That was well done, production team. Whoever idea it was to put that in there, bravo. Good job. That was really fire. It's almost over.
You lied about your son. You lied about your daughter, huh? You lied about them other kids that's out there hoping that you come.
They were out. They weren't in sync.
Right.
And made it even better because the lies just came at random times that didn't even really go with the beat.
Oh, my God.
About your crew members. They all... You lied on them. I know they all got you in them. You lied about your son. You lied about your daughter, huh? You lied about them other kids that's out there anywhere. Hoping that you come. You lied about the only artist that can offer you some help. Rap battle. This a long life battle with yourself. Woo.
All right, give it up for it. All right, final thoughts. I'll give you mine first so you can tell the pace of where I'm going. I think overall, I don't think that was the greatest diss track, to be honest. I mean, I can name a bunch of them other that were better. I think the lines, he had a couple of really good top-notch lines that he got in there. I'd say 3 to 4 were in the A level of where I would be writing. He's got like 4 lines that are Mosh Gelatin caliber. And most of those are his filler lines. Do push-up. You need to do push-ups and get a gym membership. That's hilarious.
Right.
Even if he's skinny, that's hilarious.
It's funny.
You could say that to anybody.
Right.
Anybody. You could say he could do push-ups and he can go to the gym to a skinny woman, and it's hilarious.
Hilarious. Anybody. Anybody at all. I just feel like, bro, come on. The overarching theme of the entire scenario, the fact that he's addressing everybody almost as a letter, you know, all of Drake's family, all of Drake's kids, you know, and then Drake himself is Aubrey, you know, and he's talking to the person, not the rapper. He's not talking to Drake. He's talking to Aubrey. I feel like that all put together is really heavy. He called him out on some real stuff. Why are you hiding your accent? Why are you hiding your daughter? Why are you hiding your family? You know, you're a gambling addicted psychopath,
you're
narcissist.
A bad father, and you hide your daughter, and your whole life, pretty much the whole thing is your whole life is a facade,
right? And like, you're also a monster on top of that, and here's why.
And I honestly, what would you get rate the beat on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, 9.
You thought that beat was a 9?
Yeah,
I would give that beat, and I don't want to go back to it, but I would give that beat a 5.
Really?
Yeah.
See, because like to me, it denoted the serious nature of the situation while acknowledging the theater of it all.
If that was a beat that somebody just sent me, all right, you're probably right. That's a 6.5. That was a decent beat, and it was good. Maybe I don't like the way Kendrick did it. I feel like you should be aggressive on that beat, to be honest. But that's not how Kendrick is. But
it was very artsy.
That was the beat. I mean, I wasn't super duper fan of it. Like, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, boom. Every Drake beat's gonna be the same. So I'm sure there's gonna be the same beat. But all right, so. Since we're already halfway through the show, which is the Mosh Gelatin Show with Mosh Gelatin and Beatbox Bob, every Tuesday night right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete at 11 p.m. Check it. So that was Kendrick Lamar's diss. We broke it down versus Drake. Now let's hear Drake's diss, and we'll decide who is better. This is Family Matters by Drake, a diss track against Kendrick Lamar. And apparently it was dropped right after the last one we heard was dropped. So let's see if there's any gems in there. And here we go. Drake, Family Matters.
Start by saying...
I said it, I know that you mad. I've emptied the clip over friendly or jabs. You mentioned my seed, now deal with his dad. I gotta go bad, I gotta go bad.
Oh! It's over. It's
Jeez.
Over. That's already over. It's almost over. Unless he goes downhill from here. If he goes uphill from here, there's a big problem. There's a big problem.
Jeez.
Just comparing these two songs, there were a lot of songs, but these two, that's a big problem because that was wild, bro. I'm going to even run that one back, but I really don't have the time to be playing, but that was crazy to start with.
Maybe
what?
In this song, you shouldn't start by saying...
I said it, I know that you mad. I've emptied the clip over friendly or jabs. You mentioned my seed, now deal with his dad. I got to go bad, I got to go bad.
Oh, that beat's way better. That beat's hot so far, Bob.
Drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the thought.
It is the club beat.
I was really, really trying to keep it PG. I was really, really trying to keep it PG.
Okay.
If you had a set, they give you the DP. Two civilians.
see. You know who really bang except my YG. You know who really bang except my Chuck T. You know who even bang except I did CB. It cold, lose the sleep on this, it ain't me. You better have some paperwork or that fake T.
Oh, he's rebuttaled and stuff.
Wow.
He's rebuttal and stuff. Oh, he rebuttaled the, you talked about my seed, now deal with his dad. That was a rebuttal too. This is rebuttaling now. Now we got rebuttals.
It's wild.
Oh man, Drake's going off right now. He's going off.
He's be rapping by no rating that we can't read. I mean, it's true and slimy for my AP. Just like how Metro slimy for his main squeeze.
Oh, man.
For attention, say please. Always rapping like you about to get the slap.
He said, say please? He said, you begging for the attention, homie. Just say please.
Wow.
What else is he going to say?
Money trees. Say you hate the girls I put, but what you really mean?
I've
been with black and white and it's free. You just acting like an activist. It's make believe. Don't even go back to your hood and plant no money trees.
Hold on, whoa, we missing.
Attention, say please. Okay. Always rapping like you about to get the slaves free.
Okay. Like oh my God.
Okay.
Now we have a problem. Houston. We have a problem for Kendrick Lamar here. We've got a problem because Kendrick, here's what Drake just said about you. He just said you always rapping like you're trying to get the slaves freed. Now, I can't even talk about this too much because I'll probably get booted. I'll get canceled. So I'm only talking about the rap lyric, but probably can't get into it too far. But wow.
Just man, bro. What, you're going to just walk around and act like you're the king of wisdom? Like, just come on.
Sickest bar so far of the whole battle.
That's wild as can possibly be, dude. I can't even believe that.
Well, I hope it gets better.
Like an activist is make believe. Don't even go back to your hood and plant no money trees. Say you hate the girls, I put what you really mean. I've been with black and white and everything that's in between. You the black messiah, wiping up a mixed queen. And hit vanilla cream to help out with your self esteem.
Killing him.
Also, Bobby, I wanna know what Whitney needs. All that puppy love was over in y'all late teens. Why you never hold your son and tell him say cheese? We could have left the kids out of this, don't blame me.
Facts.
You a dog and you know it, you just play sweet. Your baby mama Cashman's always screaming, save me. You did it dirty all your life, you trying to make peace. I heard that one of them little kids might be day free. Don't make it day free. Cause if your GM is your BM secret BD, then this is all making plenty sense to me. Hey, let that shorty breathe. Shake that hands on your knees. Hands on your knees.
Whoa, wait. Did he just tell him to shake his butt?
Yeah.
He just told Kendrick,
hands on your knees.
Shake that ass, homie. Hands on your knees. Oof. To me, that's probably the best bar of the battle so far. Shake that ass. I mean, a lot of people would look at that and be like, man, that's a little sus.
Nah, I don't think so, bro.
I'm a little bit turned on by that bar.
I think that was exciting.
Ooh, Drake, give it to daddy.
It's on your knees, shake that for Drake, now shake that for free. Yeah, yeah, we're not that kind of free. I'm talking about my Dave. Your man a Lil K, we call that the mini Drake. He always said I overlooked him, I was staring straight. These bars go over Kenny head no matter what I say. I know you like to keep it short, so let me paraphrase. Knew it was smoke when Abel hit us with the serenade. Say, almost started reaching for my ways. Drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the thought. I was really, really trying to keep it
PG.
Beat switch up.
We stop playing around and take it seriously. The joke, I take it serious though. Yeah. Look. If Drake shooters doing TikToks, really shooting your gang, that's P's brother, y'all ain't getting shot. Can't listen to the stick talking falsetto, saving for a hip hop.
Is that Drake?
Don't even be at home, dog. You a souvenir out the gift shop. Still mad about that one. We ain't even. I just lip lock with her. I get active when it's wartime. I ain't even really let my drop. What the I heard Rick drop. Talking something about a nose job. Oh, Zimmy got a side effect of jealousy and doubt and never told y'all. Put it in the bars, let it rock, huh?
kinda like your old job. House sitting on some land, but it's out where no one even really know y'all. Gotta drive 2 hours for your pay, I'm just to give a b. Must've started up a snowball, cause my last record deal was 400 ends. These days, that's a low bar. Hey, who's next on the list? Which one of my so-called? Which one of my so-called? Which one of my so-called? Need a sheriff and a clip. Always knew I had to smoke out. Good kid, Mad City fan, Will Potter legend, make the door slide. Tears running down my cheek, laughing at you dying. It's a war cry. Weekend music getting played in all the spots where boys got a little more pride. That's why all your friends dipping to Atlanta, paying just to find a tour guide.
Okay.
Able run your bread, need to buy some more chains for some more guys. Let me find another street I could take to the game courtside. Let me get a used Ferrari for a rapper, take the on a horse ride. Anything to take a spotlight off the fat the boss is a drugged out little punk.
Oh man, he said, "Let me give him a what kind of Ferrari? How old?"
I don't know.
He said like an older Ferrari. Let's get him an older Ferrari and let him ride the horse.
Give him on a horse ride.
Rock him, talk again. Gas, cause you hit my BM first. Do the math who I was hitting in. I ain't even know you rest still, cause they only talking about your fit again. Probably gotta have a kid again for you think of dropping any again. Even when you do drop, they gon' say you should've modeled cause it's mid again. Smoking 50, but they should've put you on the first one trying to get it in. Ask Spring if this a good idea, the next time you cuddled in a bed again. Shit, leave and tell your leader boy alone before you get your head split again. Pluto made me sick to my stomach, we ain't never really been through it. Leland Wayne, he a lame, so I know he had to be an influence. These had a plan and they finally found a way to rope you into it. Two separate albums, this and I just did a cam to it, cam through it. Me and Savage had a dripping wet, it shows, almost had to swim to it. K dot this only hitting hard when Baby King put his pen to it. Ross calling me the white boy and it kinda got a ring to it. Cause all these rappers waving white flags while the whole club sing to it. Murder scene on your man tonight, then come to vigil with the candlelight. Body at the body and you know Rick reading my Miranda rights. Oh, he rhymed candlelight with Miranda rights. Candlelight with Miranda rights. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what that is known as in the battle rap world, we call that, you know what we call that?
Forced.
The opposite.
A glove fit.
Exactly, bro. Exactly what that's called. That's called a glove fit. Every rapper knows when you're sitting around, you're like, all right, boom, boom. Boom, if I kill a dude in a battle rap, they'll have to have a candlelight visual. Candlelight. What rhymes a candlelight? Candlelight, ramble right, candlelight, Miranda rights? Candlelight, Miranda rights? Oh! And then you just go crazy and you run around the room and you're like, and then you're trying to get greedy.
Right.
Because you're like, all right, I got candlelight. And then Miranda rights just jumped right in my head. So what if there's another glove fit, bro?
What if there is?
A Treyway glove fit. Candlelight, Miranda rights. Can you think of anything?
Amber fights.
Amber does fight, but it's not a glove. That's a force. Managed by, if you, it doesn't matter who you be managed by. No, that's force.
Huh.
And a right bite.
The lamb that bites.
I got a pit bull and I got a tiger that'll claw your face and it bites. No, that's force. Yeah, see, it's hard to, the glove fits don't just come. The glove fits, you got to have some sort of divine intervention in your brain. I'm not to offend the atheists out there, but you have to have something to pop off.
Right.
And then you think of it. So that was a great glove fit, if I would have thought of Miranda. Because once those stick out so much, then nobody can really ever rhyme those two in a punchline again in a rap battle on camera, because everybody knows, nah, Miranda rights and the candlelight was, that's Drake.
Right. Everybody knows that.
And everybody knows you heard it.
Right.
So now it's null and void, but I bet you, 100%, somewhere in the archives, somebody said that because it's too good.
Guarantee it.
It's way too good. Drake versus Kendrick Lamar. Here's Drake.
I'm going on vacation. I hope next time y'all plan it right, because you got to pay for saying my name.
Guess plan it right. Plan it right, because he didn't have another one. He said plan it right.
Hey, Kendrick just opened his mouth. Someone go hand him a Grammy right now. Where's your uncle at? Because I want to talk to the man in the house. West Coast. Right, come get this whooping, I'm handing them out. You wanna take over forever? Then come get his legacy out of my house. A cease and desist is for
Can't listen to lies that come out of your mouth. You caught a two-pack of steak and begged them to sue me and get it down. I'm losing perspective on beef. Boy, when the same beat it.
Alright, man, look. Man, y'all gotta stop making these 12-minute diss tracks. You want somebody to spin them, bro. I can't spin them. That's too long, bro. I heard enough.
Yeah, I heard enough, too. I mean, you changed the song 3 times. I mean, you know.
I mean, so it is what it is on these two, but I think, and the beat on Drake, this Drake beat, excuse me, wasn't that great either. I'd give them, they were close. I think the Drake one was slightly better, but not by much.
Okay. My opinion on that is different. I still feel like the Kendrick beat is way better because it was on brand. It was fun.
Mad at
theme. Drake beat was, all three of them were just very generic Drake beats. They were like, if you were to type into like ChatGPT and make a Drake style beat, like that's all three of those beats.
Yeah. But they weren't bad for those guys. The beats were good. I thought, I mean, in terms of punchlines and stuff, I mean, we battling and I get Kendrick's telling his little story or whatever. And he's putting it all together because the genius of Kendrick Lamar. But like, and then I really will say, Drake, you said, all right, you're going to take it serious, even though it's a joke. And then you started rapping worse than you did in the first half of the song.
Right. Like half of the bars were unrelatable or generally just unlistenable. They get lost into the sauce of the whole entire production.
Exactly, because in a rap battle, bro, you can't. If I went on stage and just ran through my material, no one's going to stop at the punchlines like you were doing in the beginning. You were going slower and hitting the punchlines and rolling and everything was hitting. But then when you go fast, I'm going to slap his neck and I'm going to take his chick and everybody knows that I'm going to rake his leaves on his yard and I'm gonna bag him up and then I'll throw it on him and I'm gonna put him in his trash and then you
right.
Like they is different,
man. I don't know, man. I just feel like, all right, so like the first half of that song was the Drake song was absolutely insane. It was lit, especially the contrast, right? The Kendrick song felt more like a homework project. You know what I mean? Like, it felt more like, hey, I have to study this situation and pay attention so I know what's going on. Every word that Kendrick said was very articulated. It was very clean. You could hear every single letter of every single word that
there wasn't really. There wasn't really any – the writing, I think, like bar for bar, just like the writing. And for me, it wasn't even the same type of event.
Nah, they were like two completely different sides of how that would go, like all the way across the board.
So it would be unfair. However, I want to put that on Kendrick because Kendrick, I mean, you don't get to just change the formula of a diss track.
Right.
But to be honest, because they've been doing that since the 70s and since the 80s at least.
Right.
Diss track big. They came out big in the 90s with Pac and Big and all that stuff, man. And Nas and Jay-Z. And like, you're rapping bars, bro. You're rapping bars. If he did a verse like that and I was like, ooh, he threw in a little story verse too, that'd be cool. But like, we're here to hear the bars, bro.
Right. We're here to actually like put together the wordplay. Kendrick's entire diss was more of like just an overarching thematic diss versus Drake's was like, hey, I'm just going to address, you know, individual things and maybe throw a couple jabs at you in an unfocused manner over a general club beat.
Yeah, he was I agree with that.
Drake was very like, even though individual bars were direct and he had a whole lot better haymakers overall, you know what I mean? He was very, very targeted with his words and stuff. I feel like Kendrick was more conceptual, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
artsy.
I know, but like, and I get that, but even if I give that to him, which I could give that to him,
Drake still won.
You did won. It just, even if I took Drake's song out of it as an objective rap battle song, you did one thing, which was come up with a concept and then filled the words in.
Right. Right.
You didn't sit here and think of bars, bro. You didn't sit down and think of bars. Once you knew all three verses were going to be about this one specific thing, you just sat there and just, it's easy to write. If I have a target and I'm just going to write about one aspect of the target, all right, give me how many deadbeat dad things can I say? How, you know what I'm saying?
How many deadbeat dad things? How many people's confirmation bias can I, you know, stroke in a positive way? You know, Drake's already a super, you know, big time celebrity. So of course we can point the CP stuff at him, you know, all of this stuff, you know what I mean?
And that was the most damaging stuff.
Yeah. And even then it's just like, you know, dude, he's a Hollywood elite. Like, do you really, like, if you buy into it, then, you know, there it is. And if you don't, then it's, you know, I'm not saying that either way.
That's the case, but you're saying if you buy into it.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like I said, I hope that's lunch. I'm not buying into it, but I have seen some stuff lately.
Right.
Now, I will say, I wasn't at the event, but Drake was at multiple battle rap events with all the dudes that I've been on cards with. Drake's actually came out to multiple battle rap events live, supported the local events. I mean, these things are put on by really super local guys. Like, Organic's not super local anymore. He's like semi-celeb, but I guess he's super local because I've known him for 20 years.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But he's not now, obviously, you know.
Yeah, no, he's big, and he's got his own marijuana company.
Yeah, people kind of grow, you know.
They grow, literally. Shout out to Ghost Drops up there in – oh, no, don't shout them out. Ghost Drops is the name of a rap group. But it was a brand of something, but we're not, it was, because I don't talk about brands on this show.
Right.
Tell you something, son. Let me tell you a little something about this here. We don't come on here because we don't do this for profit. We come on here to not tell you guys about other ads. I'm not going to sit here and talk about an HD 35 double CC Helix ribodeoxic nucleic acid lawnmower I just got with the 4776 back on a Huffer with the pipe and the wing. I'm not going to talk about how I took it apart, put all the parts down to the left, and then put all the parts back together and put the oil in it, and then tell you the brand of the company. Because now I'm promoting the brand of the company. I'm not doing all that beatbox ball.
Well, thank you for that.
Oh, man. I'm not impressed that much with either of those two, but they weren't bad. You could have went on there and bombed. You could have went on there and was like, oh, it's a risk. You're taking a risk. Like, I'm going to put out something. I'm going to try to do a battle. A lot of people know about battle rap, so they know if it's going to be good or not. Even the regular people will know.
Dang. You know, the way you just dissected that Kendrick Lamar's method just now, you were like, hey, here's the concept, and then it's just copy-paste. It's, like, super formulaic. That just sounds like, now I'm, like, way turned off by that whole entire thing. And I'm thinking about it, right? And it's like, that's just how he writes. Like, 90% of the songs he writes are exactly the same way. Like, it's literally, here's the concept, copy-paste everything.
I've been writing for 25 years, and like I said, I know when somebody's not spending, they're not spending extra time writing. I can tell.
Right.
Not to mention, a lot of tweets came out where people were tweeting one-liners when they were mad at, like, Kendrick or mad at Drake.
Sure.
And they tweeted like an insult. And Kendrick in his track had the same insult. I saw four tweets from before this stuff happened where, like, I don't remember the specific examples. Let me see if I can pull them up. Kendrick tweets stolen.
Oh, no. It's a whole thing?
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar accused of stealing tweets from Drake. It is. This is not a drill.
Like, verbatim.
So Michael at whatever that says, bro, on 1:12 a.m., June 26th, 2023,
okay,
says, what if Drake was called the 6ix9ine God, which is said in one of Kendrick's jams? Another dude says in 2016, if she listens to Drake, she an Ovo H-O-E. And apparently he said that. Oh, I remember in another song, Kendrick said, I bet you Drake's favorite chord is a guitar chord is A minor.
Oh, my God.
His favorite chord is A minor.
What an old joke.
I know, and he actually said that. And
it's
then
like mad lame.
Certified lover boy, more like certified P word for kids. And then so four of those were used. So it's one of two things. It's either Kendrick had a team of people scouring the internet, and he didn't know it, and one of them pulled some stuff that they thought that would never come out, and then he took the concept, and then he got messed up, because, you know, you can have writing sessions with people, but can't steal stuff. Or it was that unoriginal that people are just tweeting it.
Man.
Off the top. It's only one or the other.
It really can be only one or the other. Let's talk about overarching themes for a second, because Kendrick has an overarching theme here, right? He was trying to claim that Drake is a CP guy, right? So, like, if you have the receipts for that, right, and you already know about that, right, let's say, like, one of your buddies or one of your colleagues or whatever, right, is you have the receipts, you have confirmation that that dude is doing bad things with kids. Are you going to write, you know, music over it, or are you just going to go over there and just beat the absolute dog crud out of the guy, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, If it were me, right? If it's me and I'm one of my colleagues, right? And I happen to know what's going on. I'm making sure that that is never, ever, ever, ever going to happen ever again.
Of course.
Like, no matter what.
Of course. And
that dude's house is getting ran through. All his stuff is getting jacked. All that.
But it's also his. It's his job to veto stuff that he don't think is good, and so he has to approve of this stuff.
Right. So my thing is, I feel like if why are you trying to participate in a rap beef with a dude that you're going to call, you know, that you're going to make that claim to him
and not have the receipts. Yeah. And then that's what people were saying on the internet. If you have that kind of stuff and you drop it in a track, the receipts should come right after the track drops.
They should be in a like solid stone laminated tablet, like right in the center of the earth. And it should have a million pictures on every camera.
I did see a receipt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
What?
A video floating around the internet of Drake. He brings a girl on stage and he brushes up against her front or something. Mm. And he said, I just touched your bosom or something. One of those words. Or I brushed up against you, or he said to her, and he's like, how old are you? And she's like 17. And he's like, oh, I don't know if should I feel bad about that? And he said something like, nah, I don't feel bad about that or something. And was like flirting. And I'm like, all right, you know, 17, it's too young. It's too young. It's a 1 year too young, actually. Or it could be one day too young. I don't know. 17 years old. You turn 18 the next day.
Okay.
It's illegal, right?
Yeah.
It's immoral.
It's immoral.
26 years old. 17 turning 18 the next day.
No.
There's not a chance that we could even say anything that's not legal. We can't say anything. We have to keep saying no until it gets to 23, and then we can debate about the legality of it.
Right? Like, yeah, it's even then, it's just no. Like, that's not – like, it's just not ethically okay for me. I don't know. That's just not – that's not the right gap. Like, developmentally-wise, right? Like, when you were 18, right, versus when you were 26 – right? That's like two entirely different people with entirely different prerogatives and entirely different experiences.
Even at 18, not even at 17 with one day left. Even at 18, it's completely different. I agree, dude. I'm weirded out, bro. I'm weirded out. And in the past, let's say 5 years, I hooked up with one chick that was 23.
Right.
And that was a little bit weird. 26-year-old one wasn't that weird. That was cool. She acted a little more. And so did the 23-year-old acted a little bit more. By the way, I'm 37. I'll be 38 in July. And then, those are the two youngest in the recent. But otherwise, it's my age or a couple years even older than me, 2 years older than me, 3 years older than me, tops. Keep it around 35.
Like, they say that the rule of thumb is, like, the farthest back you can go is half your age plus 7 years. That's what they say is the rule of thumb. So, like, if you're, for instance, I'm 32, so half of 32 would be 16 plus 7, right? So 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. So 22 would be that.
So you're saying 26 is good.
It's not.
For 18, because it's 6 years. And
that's
then,
what
so
they
you're,
say.
And now you're saying 12 is good for 18. That's only 6 years.
No, hell
years.
No. No, no,
and
no.
And
no,
6
no.
is good with 12.
No, after you're already
18. I know, bro. I know.
That's what they say. And even then, I feel like that's sketchy.
All right, guys, listen. We only got a couple minutes. I'll give you an example of a pretty decent rap battle song. I'm not going to play a lot of it. This is Machine Gun Kelly's diss to Eminem. I think this was in around 2020-ish.
My God, you're going to play that?
I'm going to play a piece of it, yeah.
Nice!
So here's a little bit of MGK. This is a little bit better against Eminem. Listen to this beat. This beat is better than any beat we've heard by far. This beat's a 9. This beat's a 9.5.
Hey, somebody grab me some clippers. This beard is weird. Tough talk from a rapper paying millions for security a year. I think my dad's gone. Yeah, Haley, you right. Dad's always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic.
Oh.
You're sober and bored, huh? I know. I'm about to be 46 years old, dog. Talking about, I'm a call up trick. Man, you sound like a man. I can handle your mad about something I said in 2012. Took you 6 years and a surprise album just to come with a diss. Homie, we get it. We know that you're the greatest rapper alive. Dweeb, all you do is read the dictionary and stay inside. God, I'm a rap devil. Come a bare face with a black shovel like the Armageddon. When the smoke settle, his body next to this instrumental.
I'm
sick of them sweatsuits and them corny hats. Let's talk about it. I'm sick of you being rich and you still mad. Let's talk about it. All of us single dads from the Midwest. We can talk about it. Or we can get gully, I'll size up your body and put some white chalk around it. Let's talk about the fact you actually blackball a rapper that's twice as young as you.
Ooh.
Let's call Sway, ask why I can't go up to Shape 45 because of you.
Ooh.
Let's ask Interscope how you had Paul Rosenberg trying to shelf me. Still can't cover up the fact your last 4 hours as bad as your selfie. Now tell me, what are you staying for?
What?
I know you can't stand yourself.
Bro.
Trying to be the old you so bad you stand yourself. Let's leave all the beef in the 50.
Please.
M, you're pushing 50. Why you claiming I'ma call Puff when you the one that called Diddy?
Facts.
Then you went and called Jimmy.
Facts.
The cops called me in the morning. They told me you mad about a tweet. You wanted me to say sorry. I swear to God I ain't believe him. Please say it ain't so. The big bad bully of the rap game can't take a joke. Oh, you want some smoke, but not literally, you'll choke. Yeah, I'll acknowledge you're the GOAT, but I'm the gunner that got you in the scope.
No.
Heart attack now. Somebody help your mans up. Knees weak or old age. The real Slim Shady can't stand up.
Ooh.
Sick of them sweatsuits, some corny ass. Let's talk about it. I'm sick of you being rich.
We might be
still
able to
mad.
Play a
Let's
bit.
Talk about it. Of a single dad from the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get gully, I'll size up your body and put some white chalk around it. Hello, Marshall, my name's Colson. You should go back to recovery.
Woo.
I know your ego is hurting just knowing that all of your fans discovered me.
Yeah.
Younger me, except he dresses better and I'm ugly. Always making fun of me. Stop all the thuggery, Marshall, you living in luxury. Hey, look what you've done to me. Dropped an album just because of me. You in love with me. You got money, but I'm hungry. I like it this, but you won't say them lyrics out in front of me. Shout out to every rapper that's a fun of me. Know that I'll never do you like this. Still bitter after everyone loves you. Pull that wedgie out your dungarees.
Oh, still bitter after. He does. He's still mad after he sold all these rap CDs. And then you do. All you do is read the dictionary and stay inside. That is all you do, Marshall. Everything he said, you did this. He's just specifically calling him out, saying this. I will say, not highly super duper duper lyrical.
Right.
But it was straight. That's a classic just diss track. Just bink, 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 bink.
Very, very direct. Very, very immediate. Not extremely personal, but definitely very good.
It was exorbitantly above average.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was very, very above average. It wasn't very it wasn't great, great. It wasn't very great. It wasn't bad. It wasn't average. It was very 8.
Yeah.
It was an 8.
Solid 8. The beat was fire.
So fire. 9.5.
Yeah, easy, easy. Super, super direct. Very upfront. You know, there's no, like, unweaving to do. Everybody can understand exactly every single thing that he was trying to say. You know, there's no thought process behind having to unpack everything that he said. There's no crazy metaphors. It's just really, really good, solid. You're garbage. I'm awesome. You suck. I'm great.
Facts. With facts. But yeah, the way you summed it up is pretty good. It's just straight up, here's what the deal is, reality. And then and then he said, you wouldn't say that in front of me, which is probably true. I don't think he would say that in front of him.
Nah. And he's talking about them track suits and weird hats and stuff.
We got 45 seconds before you go. But yeah, everybody knows I got a deep disdain for Eminem because he's just rapping a hippity bibbity boopity bibbity bibbity when I'm coming to the cribbity bibbity instead of those punchlines from back in the day. But anyways, Sunshine 96.7, I appreciate y'all listening. It's the Mosh Jelton Hour. What do we call this show?
The Mosh Jelton Show.
It's the Mosh Jelton Show. That's every Tuesday night right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. Also, don't you forget it, Monday night on RadioSaintPeteOnline.com. Radio St. Pete Online. That's Monday night. Monday night, we're getting down live on Radio St. Pete. So make sure you're there for it. And we'll be back next Tuesday right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Jelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.